I've met my soulmate. Hi, Julia. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Carl. Yeah, the last time we saw each other was at Scott's. Christmas, 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Wow, that's right. It's been 2 years. I can't wait to catch up with you.
Well, Scott has some news.
Where is Scott, anyway? He's always late, just like he was in university. He's probably at home getting ready. Perfect shirt, perfect shoes, perfect hair. Some things never change.
Oh, poor Scott. You always did tease him so. But this time he has a good excuse. He sent me a message about half an hour ago. He'll be here soon. He's just bringing Karen to the station.
Karen? Who's that? One of his many girls?
She's his new girlfriend. But this time it's serious. They've known each other for almost a year and are great together. She's a teacher in Edinburgh.
Wow. So they have a long-distance relationship?
Yeah, for now they do.
Well, you know how I feel about long-distance relationships. It's great in the beginning when both see everything through rose-coloured glasses.
You always were such a pessimist. They've been together for almost a year. Their relationship seems to be working fine.
Think about it. How can they manage? They live more than 500 kilometres apart. He's here in London and she's in Edinburgh. How often do they see each other? How can they really get to know each other? Maybe they have an open relationship.
What do you mean, open relationship? They see each other 3 weekends a month. They have more time for their hobbies and friends during the week. And then when they see each other, they spend the whole weekend together. So the time they spend together is more intense. Look, here he comes.